It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Wednesday, December 26th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and it's the end of the year. We're doing a little bit of looking back on 2018, looking at the biggest and the best for the next couple of days. And today, we're kicking off the beginning of the top 10 biggest music news stories of the year. So we'll do half today, and you'll get half tomorrow. So if you want to see what number one is, you'll have to wait a little bit longer. But I think we should just dive in and start with the 10th biggest story of 2018.
Number 10, karaoke culture. Singing apps are blowing up. Karaoke seems to be omnipresent on the internet these days. Apps like Smule and Musical.ly are everywhere. They're fun, they're interactive, they're allowing musicians to build their fan bases by virtually duetting with their fans, and they're even turning some of those fans into breakout stars in their own right. So in 2019, you can expect to see more sing-along features, not just on their own apps, but networks like Facebook and Instagram are going to be incorporating karaoke features into their apps most likely. You can expect more opportunities to interact with friends via tools like group sing-alongs. Smule, the karaoke app, already has as many paying subscribers as Jay-Z's streaming service Tidal. So labels and artists understand that this is a potentially lucrative and important way to reach people with their music. Here's Julie Bella singing a virtual duet with Shawn Mendes via Smule. Their take on Treat You Better has over 5 million views on YouTube.
I know I can treat you better than he can. Can any girl like you deserve a gentleman? Are you?
The 9th biggest story of 2018 is all about K-pop and BTS. So before Psy struck gold with Gangnam Style in 2012, a lot of Americans had never even heard of K-pop. Now one of America's biggest groups and among the world's biggest celebrities are a K-pop boy band called BTS. This year, BTS not only became the first K-pop group to top the American album chart, in part due to songs like Fake Love, they hit number one again with a subsequent release. The group are now worth an estimated $3.6 billion to the South Korean economy. And they're not the only K-pop group making it big in the West. K-pop artists are collaborating with major stars, they're building massive followings on social media, they're generating these news stories that people want to talk about. There was just a viral story that we were talking about. It was nothing. It was like the most mundane thing, but everybody wants to be talking about BTS.
If they get in a fender bender, it's going to be news.
Exactly. ID explains the genre's appeal. They said K-pop is never just about one element of performance. It's this package. The videos range from kooky and cute to dark and epic. The choreography is razor sharp. The songs are complex, catchy productions. And live shows are meticulously planned spectacles.
The 8th biggest story of 2018, Bruce Springsteen dominates the Great White Way. So by 2017, Bruce Springsteen had achieved just about anything a rock star could hope for. Blockbuster hits, epic tours, a legacy that's almost unparalleled among living artists.
Dancing on stage with Courtney Cox.
He's knocked just about everything off the bucket list, like all the awards just about. He even had an acclaimed memoir. What more was there for Bruce Springsteen to do? Broadway. Springsteen on Broadway, a mostly solo show with guest appearances by his wife and bandmate Patti Scalfa, had the boss singing and telling stories. It opened in 2017 to critical swoons and predictably sold out houses. It became the hottest ticket on Broadway. Springsteen extended the show's run again and again. Finally, it closed for good just this month with a Netflix special and a live album coming out as souvenirs for the fans. Springsteen didn't even submit the show for Tony consideration, but the Tonys were like, nope, you get a special Tony Award anyway. And that means that now if this Netflix special gets an Emmy, Bruce Springsteen will EGOT.
Good. Just give it to him. He doesn't even have to try. Just give it to him.
Bruce Springsteen took over Broadway this year, and his show turned into yet another major triumph in a career that's already seen plenty. Here's a clip from one of people's favorite songs in the show, the story of the E Street Band, 10th Avenue Freeze Out.
When they made that change uptown and the big man joined the band. From the coastline to the city hall, the little pretties raised their hands.
Number 7, music movies. That's pretty much all I have to say. It's hard to think of a year when the most popular and acclaimed music was so tightly entwined with Hollywood. In February, Black Panther hit with a Kendrick Lamar soundtrack that could give the Pulitzer-winning rapper his very first Album of the Year Grammy. The new version of A Star is Born. Jay, you and I absolutely adored that movie. It made Lady Gaga a movie star. She didn't even seem like Lady Gaga watching it. And the song Shallow landed Grammy nominations for Song and Record of the Year, and the tragic story of a faded rock star broke hearts all over again.
After Kris Kristofferson, we thought there could never be another. But no.
but there is another. And the biggest story of the year, Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen story that became the highest grossing music biopic ever. Ever underlined, and it could well land Rami Malek an Oscar nomination for his performance as Freddie Mercury. And the movie's success made the title track one of the few songs to become a hit in 3 different decades.
The 6th biggest story of the year, and the last one we'll talk about today, is Cardi B's massive year. Hip-hop is dominating the top 40, but female solo rappers have not been getting their share of the action. Cardi B is possibly this year's defining breakout star, and she changed all of that with a string of hits that's made her possibly the highest-profile solo female MC since the heyday of Missy Elliott. And she's the first female MC since Lauryn Hill to land a solo chart-topping single with 2017's Bodak Yellow. Well, then she topped the Billboard Hot 100 twice more, just for good measure. She's very funny. She's got a high-profile personal life, revealing her pregnancy on Saturday Night Live, then having a daughter, then splitting with Offset, her husband. All of this just is news cycle after news cycle after news cycle. Happily, Cardi B has been really hard to avoid all year long. Here's the song of the summer from Cardi B with Bad Bunny and J Balvin. I like it.
Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. I'm in district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome. What's his name?
And that's the first half of our look back at the biggest and best music news stories of 2018. We'll be back tomorrow with the look at the second half and the number one biggest music news story of 2018. It's Jade.
And I'm Jay. Our producer is Cecilia Johnson.
We'll be back tomorrow with more best and biggest of 2018.
Well, you hop in the bank. This is the new religion bank. Latino gang. Yeah.